Evening, Erev Tov. Today's Amud and Araisa, Yuma Ayin Tes. Yuma Ayin Tes, Amud Aleph. We're actually going to try to learn the entire Ayin Tes cover tomorrow's, and we'll pick it up again in Mitzvah on Tuesday. But let's quickly chaz over Ayin Ches Amud Beis. We'll try to do it a little fast. We start off with a discussion whether a shoe made out of like reed or gummy, sometimes they say it's more like rubber or reeds, is that problematic? And the Gemara said, brought stories that there were those that were wearing it. Amud. It was Amud, Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Nachmani al Raglav, he stood up. We explained he stood up. He was saying a testimony. He saw Shuba Levi wearing those types of shoes on Yom Kippur, and he asked him, "What about on a Tainas Seber? Tainas Seber meaning not the five Tainas Seber, Rashi explains, but rather the Tainas Seber when there's a lack of rain, the more in Tainas, and they enacted Tainas on the Seber, which included the Inuyim. Could you wear the shoes then as well? Svara that should be more just more chum than Kippur is because it's a tzara. There's the idea of trying to put tzar over there or chacham masach chizik devarim." Because that's totally your Rabbanan, maybe there's a chizik more than Yom Kippur, which is deraisa, even if the all five Yom Kippur aren't deraisa, but Yom Kippur is clearly deraisa. Okay, by the way, the response was that no, it's mutter on Yom Kippur, and it's mutter on the five tanias, the other, not the five, it's mutter on Yom Kippur, it's mutter on a tanias seber, and the Mar brought a story the other way, that there was a man that saw that someone was wearing this type of shoe on a tanias seber, and he said, see, it's mutter now, what about Yom Kippur? And he said, yeah, it's mutter on Yom Kippur, so we came out to this quasi sandal of reeds or of a shvacha material, palm leaves. Those are mutter to wear. What about the more s? What about a sandal made out of a wooden shoe? Meaning the Gemara brings from Shabbos that if a person is missing his foot and he puts on a fake prosthetic wooden foot, that's considered a shoe. There's a machlekes whether you're allowed to use on Shabbos. Certainly not Yom Kippur. So we see this quasi shoe is a problem in Yom Kippur. More ultimately, Abaye give an answer. But ultimately, Rav's answer is avada. That's a full foot shoe. Legabi Yom Kippur. Therefore, it's a problem according to everyone. Legabi Shabbos is a concern. Will it slide off and you'll come to carry it or not? Separate issue of Shabbos, but not a shaila whether it's a shoe or not. Typically, the more assumed the shaila was the machlekes is whether it's a shoe or not. Legabi Shabbos and Legabi Kippur is for sure a shoe. And it's a problem. The answer is no. It's a shoe. Legabi everything. This wooden fake foot is a shul gab everything. Just the gab Shabbos is a separate concern. Not if it stays on. Of course, that's not a problem by itself. But if it falls off, you may come to carry in your hand, and that's the chazaron. Then the Amud continued on Ayiches Amayis in discussion about children. The children, we let them do the other four inuim, but we're makbaran nilsa sandal. And the question is, why? What's the difference between that, rechitza, sicha? And ultimately, the Rava explained, because rechitza and sicha are things that are needed for their upbringing, for their nurturing. Wearing, not wearing shoes for a day is not going to be the end of the world. And then we, like Abaye says, from his mother, which we said was a stepmother, that making sure, be careful to wash with hot water and oil is very, very integral to a young child. And then he gets a little bit older, make sure to feed him egg with kudach milch dish. When he gets a little older, make sure to give him kalem to smash, which we found very interesting. And that was a part of the growth of a child, is giving him shards or kalem that he can smash. Apparently, lets out some sort of aggression. Like we said, maybe that was before they had organized sports. Okay. And then the Gemara said, the last Gemara's were that the king and the kala are able to wash, chacham zanat, but able to wash on Yom Kippur, and we explained the king because we wrote a pasuk, a melech biyafyach techsena inecha. We said the author, by the way, is Chanan ben Tradya, and name of Blazer, and melech biyafyach techsena inecha, a kala, because leitzis kana abala. How long for the kala, we asked? We said 30 days, and we wrote a raya for the din of avelus that she's able to wear. That she's able to wear cosmetics for 30 days. The first one actually asked, that we didn't speak that last time. The first one asked, why is that a raya to 30 days? A kala, the halacha was that she became an avelus. She was an avelus right when she got married. That's the Gemara over there, meaning ksuvus. She became an avelus right when she got married. Machnis b'sabes lecheder, and you bring the chasakala to chuppah, and she's allowed to have the wedding, and then they have avelus, and they have shavrachas. But the point is that she could wear makeup even the first 30 days of avelus. Who says it stops there? So the Machzor Shekel says in the Chami, the Gemara took for granted that it wasn't more than 30 days. That the Gemara knew. The Marshal was, could you, is a kala called a kala even up to 30 days? Not by Avelis, by Yom Kippur. Is she called a kala even up to 30 days in order to wear makeup? And that we said, since we see by Avelis, the first 30 days of Avelis, she could still wear makeup, must be the first 30 days of being a kala is enough for Yom Kippur as well. But there's never a Havamina, after 30 days, she should still be able to wear makeup. That's the Machzor Shekel learns. Otherwise, the Raya is a funny Raya. Or being a Raya, that even the first 30 days we can make up, how's that a raya to Yom Kippur that it stops at 30 days? Okay. And then the last Gemara was about the Chaya able to wear shoes because of the cold. The Chaya is a new mother. Again, this is only according to Chanim Tajan, according to Eliezer. He can wear shoes because of the cold. It's harder for her to warm up. And Shmuel added to that, if there's a concern of akrav, if there's a concern of scorpion biting, that also is permitted. We spoke out with Shver. We'll give an answer, actually two answers now. So as Emes asks, why does Shmuel say that when there's a concern of being bitten by a scorpion, which we know being bitten by a scorpion could be a deadly thing. Pichu nefesh. Any pichu nefesh is decha. You're allowed to eat and drink on Yom Kippur if it's a shaila life and death. What's he saying? You're allowed to wear a shoe if you're scared about being bitten by a scorpion. Shtarka ka'ara in this. I'm not going to deal with this question, but someone from the morning shir pointed out Shmaka Teretz. He said simple Teretz. We've spoken out in the past, but actually in this Masechta. He said, what do you mean? Stay home. This guy's going to shul? Where's he going? Meaning you're allowed to wear shoes on Yom Kippur if you scared about a scorpion, because the idea l'chayr is you're wearing shoes in order not to get bitten. Al pu nefesh. Pu nefesh just says stay home. And all the places will tell you today, if someone is nervous about not being able to fast properly, if they're nervous, whatever, delicate, they should not go to shul and daven, wear themselves out, and then have to break their fast. Chas v'shalom. It's a beautiful thing to go daven. But avada, if there's a better chance of them fasting, if they stay in bed all Yom Kippur, stay in bed. 100% bad. So someone in the morning gave a Parshat Teretz. The Shmuel's Chiddush is, we don't say stay home. If you're wearing a shoe to protect from an akrav, that alone is a heter, because it's dangerous, meaning even if you don't mamish have to go out, but that's not considered wearing a shoe, and it's okay. And we really, the Teretz we gave, which was I'm thinking now, is almost identical, the same idea, but it's a different concept, is that the Halach L'maisa, they bring that if a person has to walk over pebbles, this we actually may have spoken out last time, he has to walk over pebbles to go to shul, and it can really cut his feet. Then Avadi can wear the shoes till he gets to shul, take them off right, you know, when he gets to shul. Again, same idea, stay home. Same idea. But that'll be enough kamina that you're allowed to, from Shmuel. Shmuel spoke about scorpions. It's not a matter of life and death. The point is, the point is you're allowed to, when the wearing of the shoe is not for the comfort and the gshmak of the shoe, it's really just to protect from a wound, then it's okay. That may be the message from Shmuel, perhaps. Yeah, very good. So just to point out, Rabbi Shlomo went to Taina, that because maybe the scorpions are not patuach, and maybe that's Shmuel's chiddush, even though it's not a vada b'kuch nefesh, you're still allowed to, but the answer, right, it's not here yet, but we say Savik Bukh Nefesh we still go the chumrah. So therefore it's a chilik, but it's not won't be machalik. Boy Rav Papa. Last words of the page Ayin Chasam Beis, top words Ayin Tesam Aleph. K'sevis, again, we're gonna try to finish the whole daf. We have to go drop over time, we're not gonna stretch it too much. K'sevis Shamru. When we say in the Mishnah that the shear of a date is what one's chayef on Yom Kippur, yeah, so yes the shayla. Rav Papa asked, "Begarniasa, belay garniasa." Are we talking about the date with the pit or not? Now, everyone who's keeping track a little bit and doing the chazara knows the Mishnah said explicitly a date with the pit. The Mishnah used the words a date with the pit. So, what on earth is Rav Papa asking? What is the shaila? So, Rashi right away before it. Rashi says, "Jump into Rashi first." Rashi the page. How do Tani Masisa garniasa? Garniasa. The Mishnah says with the pit. Let's try to understand, what does the Mishnah mean? Kamayu ukagarnis ganasa yachad, oy de makamar kamaya kigarnisa. Rashi's essentially there, the Marshal is that do we mean the date with the pit together, both? Or do we mean the date or the pit? Is it and or? And or, it's a vav. Date ukag kagarnisa. Is it the date and the pit? Or the date or the pit? Which Taisu Rabbi Jumps and says, one second. So you're telling me the date and the pit are the same size? Because if it's two different sizes, it wouldn't make sense, the date or the pit. Taisus doesn't like Rashi's Pshat, because according to Rashi, you have to say date and pit are the same size. Right? Okay, but that's what Rashi's learning. It means the Gemara Shaila is the date and the pit, or the date or the pit. That's where Gufa trying to understand, Rav Papa trying to understand, had to attach the Mishnah. We'll quickly speak out three other Mahalchim. Taisus, first and foremost, Taisus doesn't like Rashi's Pshat, like we said, because it sounds like the date and the pit, according to Rashi, are the same. We're going to have a Gemara actually that says that the pit is larger than the date, we'll see, than the fruit part of the date. Taisus therefore learns. Interesting version of the Shaila. We know you get like the date and the pit. That we know. That's Pasha the Mishnah. When the Mishnah says the date and the pit, maybe it means a date inclusive of the pit plus another pit. A date. Taisa again, the Shtas is very good. The pit is not the same size as the fruit Shibui. So it means the date with a pit, of every date has a pit in it, plus the shear of another pit. So it's almost like a date and a half. A date with a pit plus another pit. That was the Shaila, because the Mishnah spoke out. A date with the pit. What do we mean with the pit? Maybe it means another pit. That's what Taisus learns the Shaila is. That's Taisus. The Aruch, also born of Taisus, learns the Shaila is that if you ever see a date and the pit inside it, there's like a little bit of a space. It's almost like it looks almost like it was pulled apart. That's natural. What happens is eventually there's a space develops from the pit to the fruit of the date. The date inside, it's like a little bit of a, you know, a little hollowness. So the question is, do you include that? When we say the date in the pit, it takes up a volume, it takes up area of more space. Are we including the hollow volume or not? That is the Aruch Pshat. And lastly, the Maram Chaviv learns, maybe other Pshat, but we're going to stick with four. Maram Chaviv says, the Mishnah said, Kserva Sagasa, said a large date with the pit. And the question is, are we saying the gas is going on the pit as well, or just the date? Meaning, we know the size of a date. And the pit, that we know, that's the Mishnah. But we say large one. Does it mean large date and large pit? Or maybe large date with regular pit, even though they don't go together usually, but large date with regular size pit. That's the Shaila. Probably four different versions of the Shaila. Either way, the Marnabi is another Shaila for Rav Ashi, a similar type of Shaila. That's why it's here. Boyer Rav Ashi, Etzem Kisaira, Etzem, the bone of a mace, which gives off tumah as long as it's the size of a barley corn, a kernel. Biklipasa, Shal Biklipasa. Is it talking about with the shell or without the shell? And furthermore, Balacha Bibesha, are we talking about a dry barley corn or a moist barley corn? That's Rav Ashi Shaila. The Marina is bothered. Why did Rav Ashi not have a Papa Shaila? Very similar type Shailas. And why did Papa not have Rav Ashi Shaila? Now, there's a question you can ask. Anytime someone says Shaila and Shas, you could say, so every other thing in Shas is good by you? There's only, right? So why are we bothered? Rav Papa has the Shaila, and Rav Ashi has that Shaila. The Marina is bothered that why they didn't ask each other the Shaila. So first, I'm explain that the Marina really setting up that we knew over here for some reason they didn't hold of each other the Shailas. I forgot where, or this brought down, that we knew that each one didn't hold the Marina's Shaila, and the Marina is just spelling out why Rav Papa didn't hold Rav Ashi Shaila, and Rav Ashi didn't hold Rav Papa Shaila, but not every time that someone asks a Shaila, then yes, it means that the other person's Shaila doesn't bother him. I mean, it's two different Shailas. One's talking about barley corn and barley kernels and Tumah's base, and one's talking about the Shiur of Yom Kippur. They should have to ask each other Shailas. Okay. Says, Rav Ashi wasn't bothered by Papa Shaila, Gasitmar, because it said in the Mishnah, a large date, which means as large, you know, the large date, go like Rashi, it means large date with its pit. We had a few Shailas before. Let's just go with Rashi's Pshat for simplicity purposes. We're saying that the Shaila was, is it a date or the pit, or is the date and the pit? Well, it says gasi, stressing large. It means the date and the pit. It wasn't a shayla kod Rav Ashi. Okay, Rav Papa le bayle had Rav Ashi, and why did Rav Papa have Rav Ashi about the kernel? So 2 points. Lecha shebelis mikri, a barley that's fresh, that's moist, is actually called shebelis. It's not called, you don't typically call it a saira. You call it shebelis. And shlebi klipasa, when it's missing the shell, ushlemik is called ishla. So by saying the barley kernel, clearly it means dry and with the shell. That's all. By saying barley kernel, it means dry with the shell. Because if it would be moist, you would call it shibaylas. And if it would be without the shell, you'd call it ushla. So by calling it barley kernel, or I should say in Hebrew, sa'ira, that means, sa'ira must mean dry and with the shell. Amar Rav Yehuda. This is going to be the focus of the entire daf. Two shitas. We'll have shita number one, and then surely we'll have shita number two. The question really is, what is the size of a kesevis? On the first sheet is going to say, kesevis is slightly bigger than a kebetza. It's bigger than a kebetza. I'm saying slightly, because typically we don't have amram argument katsa katsa. One's going to say it's bigger than a kebetza, and one's going to say it's smaller than a kebetza, and the machalik is, we're going to assume they both mean within range of a kebetza of an egg. Slightly bigger, slightly larger. Let's see, and the marz mean rayas to the two stuff. Let's see. Amar Rav Yehuda. Kesevis agasa. This kesevis agasa we're talking about. This kesevis agasa. Amru yisir mekabetsa. It's larger than a kebetsa. V'kimler abanan hachim yas v'daita. Batzmelch yamas v'daita. So he says the shear and he says the reason. The shear of kebetsa is the shear of the kesevis is slightly larger than an egg. And why do they want to pick that shear? Why not an egg? Let's say they pick that shear because remember the whole idea of Yom Kippur is inui. The whole idea of not being able to eat is because it says you have to be ma'ani yourself. You need to afflict yourself, right? So what's the shear of eating? Why is the shear not a shear? Because I, like we always have, we spoke about that multiple times. Because the Torah never says don't eat Yom Kippur. Torah says be ma'ani yourself, afflict yourself. You need a shear that removes the affliction. Eating a drop doesn't remove affliction. If a guy's fasting all day and he has a kazayas, it won't take away the affliction. What's a shear that can start to take away that affliction? We say a kesevis. And this year, namely, the shear slightly bigger than an egg, the chamim was kimlu, it was understood, the chamim, that's a shear that takes away, it's miyusiv daite. Okay, says the Gemara, meisvei, meisav eviyu rabbanan, there's a story that they brought to Rechem Zakai to eat from a tafshil, from a cooked dish to taste, and they brought during a meal, they brought him 2 dates, and a pail of water. The Amru and the Chum said, Sir Bech Mazakai and Rabbi Gamil would brought this food to eat. And they said, Halama Sukkah, let's bring it up to the Sukkah. So we're talking about Sukkah, and it's discussed, bring it up to the Sukkah. Key point over here is, what did they make to Gamil? 2 dates and a pail of water. Okay. V'tani Alam, we learned in a Braisa regarding that Mishnah. This that they went, the Mishnah by the Sukkah that Chavav, this that they said to go to the Sukkah is not because it's Alacha, El Shuratz Lachmar Atz, but they won't do Machmar themselves. That's why they took it to the Sukkah, but they didn't have to. And the Mishnah, going back to the Mishnah says that,
when they brought Reb Tzadik to eat less than a kebetza, smaller than a kebetza, nutlu b'mappa, and this was food, like mezainis type food, or bread, nutlu b'mappa, v'achlu chutz sukkah. He took it, wrapped it with a cloth, and he ate it out of the sukkah, not inside the sukkah, v'lebirich achrea, and he didn't make a birchas amazon, right? Which they learn from there, three dinim, they learn from Tzadik, three dinim, that as long as it's less than a shir kezayis, you're allowed to eat outside the sukkah. This idea of achilas arai, you can eat outside the sukkah. Number one, number two, you also learn out that if you don't touch the bread with your hand, you can eat it without washing your hands, but also you don't make a bracha achreina on it because you didn't eat a shear of kibetza. It was less than kibetza. That's the key point of here. It was pachas kibetza, and therefore he ate out of the sukkah. That's one din. He ate it without washing his hands. He ate it without touching it as long, because he didn't touch it and he didn't bench. Okay. Says Gemara, make a diak tap on base. Says we need habak kibetza by sukkah. But if he didn't eat the shear of a kibetza, it would require a sukkah. You're saying the shear of a kibetza would require a sukkah. Now let's go back a second. Rungel meal ate how much? Two dates, two full dates. No, let's say without the pits, obviously. You eat date without, when you're eating, you don't eat the pit, typically. But he ate two full dates, and he didn't go to the sukkah. We're saying the reason why something didn't go to the sukkah is because it was less than a kebetza. If you're saying that a kesevis is a little bit bigger than a kebetza, then l'chaira, two dates is for sure bigger than a kebetza. What are you going to say? Let's speak out the Gemara's next svara. You guys figured out already. We spoke about the date with the pit. Even though you don't eat the pit, although there's a whole discussion what happens if it's a soft pit that you could eat. Okay, but you don't eat the pit typically, so what about the date without the pit? Still, even if the date with the pit is bigger than is what we're saying is bigger than kibetza, two dates without the pits would at least be the size of kibetza, the more assumption is. So therefore, you got a question. How can you tell me that the kesevis is bigger than a kibetza? Rav Gamliel stayed out of the sukkah, and it was bigger than the kibetza, says Gemara. If the large kesevis is greater than a kebetza, the Gemara right away dresses takas two dates without the pits. Still, you're going to tell me two dates without the pits is less than a kebetza, and the kesevis with the day is bigger. Essentially, what that means is, just simple math, if two dates without the pit is smaller than a kebetza, and one date with the pit is bigger than a kebetza, you know what that means? It means the pit is bigger than the fruit on a date. The Mer says, is that the case? The Mer says, yes. Amar Birmin, in fact, that's exactly what it is. Surprising, but true. Shteik kesevis b'legir nasim lehevi kebetza. Two dates without the pit are not as large as the egg. Kesevis agasim kenasim havi yisir mekebetza. But the large date with its pit, the large date with the pit is taka larger than an egg. Amar Papa, this is what people say. Trei kaba d'sarmi, chal kaba d'kaisha d'sriach. People say, if you have two kavs full of dates, you're going to end up with a kav of pits and extra. Meaning, if it was exactly 50-50 dates and pit, when I keep saying dates, I mean the fruit of the date. If the pitted date, the pitted dates were the same, equal size to the pit itself, so then it should be, if you have two kavs, you'd have a kav of pits and a kav of dates. What do they say? When I have two kavim of dates, of whole dates, I end up with over a kav of pits, because the pits are actually slightly larger, exactly. The pits are slightly larger than the dates. By the way, this is the famous Sefer. Chalkas Yarev wrote an addendum to Sefer. He wrote the Sefer called Kabat Kishaisa. Our Gemara, Kabat Kishaisa. Literally, Kabat Kishaisa means a kav of pits. And Kasriach means some extra. But a kav of pits, that's literally what it means. But he wrote a Sefer called the Kabat Kishaisa. Why? So the gematria of Kuf Beis Aleph is 103. Right? 103. Kuf Beis Aleph is 103. He raises 103 shaylos that have no answer. He bipes Sarachi and 103 shaylos. He called the Sefer Kabbat Shaisa, which opened up a slew of other svarim that came and wrote Kabbat Terutza, Kabbat Yeshivuta. They have Kabbat. They try to answer all of the shaylos of the Chalkas Yarev that he left Shver. Okay, we have a similar gematria of related to Kav. What's that? Mishnas Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. We spoke about in the past. Mishnas Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, Kav Venuki. The Mishnah, the teachings of Rav Elazar ben Yaakov, Kavanuk, we typically pass on him, typically, there are exceptions, we typically pass on him, like Rav Elazar ben Yaakov, because Kavanuk, it's Kav means it's measure, weren't so many, Vanuki, but they're clean, they're crisp, and therefore, we typically pass on him. How many members do we have in Shas from Rav Elazar ben Yaakov? 102. Kav, Vanuki, Kav. Kav is Gematria, 102. Kav base. Okay, right, it says Gemara now. Rav says, Hainu, Hasamayna Taima Mishim Dave Lepre. Rav says, your whole question never started. You're wondering why Ramil didn't go into the Sukkah for two dates? It's because he's eating dates. Dates are what? Fruit. You don't go into the sukkah for fruit. It's peris. Peri do not need to go into the sukkah. Now, before we go further, just 2 points on this. There's more to speak out on the bottom half of the but on much of time. But let's just speak these out quickly. First of all, on the fact that we're saying that the chamam and mishayah, this my number holds, that the shear of
of Kesevis is slightly bigger than a Kebetza, and the Chamum were estimated that the Yishev Das comes of a person who's breaking his fast by eating that amount of Kesevis, a little more than a Kebetza. That was when Yashav Zaitai, and therefore that's enough for a Chiyav. So Yushami brings over here, it's really, we have the beginning of our parak over here, that Rabbi Yechon holds Chatzis Shehas Marateira. Rabbi Yishlak holds Chatzis Shehas Naras Marateira. But Midrabanan could be Sasser. Yishayim wants to bring that over here by Yom Kippur, everyone would agree that Chatzis Shehas is Asa Marateira. And the Seif Yitzchak explains because of this Yisayid. That since the Isra Achila, what we're saying over here in our daf over here, since the Isra Achila of Yom Kippur is Als Yisav Daite, Als being Meshav Das, if there's a share of Achila, it's a share of Kazayas. So it's a share of Kazayas, we say that Kazayas is a share. Less than that, if you hold the Rabbi Yechon, because Chatzis Shehas is not Asa, there's a shear, you didn't hit the shear. But since over here the whole verdict is Chacham were being Meshayer, not that the Chacham is wrong, but it's a verdict of Chacham saying, this is an amount that for sure is Miyasav Daite, and therefore once Eivar and Kippur, if you're eating that amount, okay, but well, let's say a person, you know, first of all, people could be different, and each person could be different. Sometimes a person's hunger can be, you know, satisfied somewhat, but even less. You never know. And therefore it's Asar Minat Torah, even according to those Chatzis Shehas Nasa Matayra, over here where it's the shear itself is not a fixed shear. It's Yisav Daite. The Rabbanan gave a set shear for what is estimated to be Yisav Daite. Ironically, if it's bigger than a regular size. But the point is, maybe sometimes it's not for some people. And therefore, we're not going to meet that punishment, obviously. But the Yisav Chatzis Shehas says, Sefer Zeche Yitzchak would apply over here, according to everyone. That's the explains Yishami. One point. Second point over here is, we said that Rabbi Tzadik ate less than a kibitza, and he didn't make a bracha afterwards. What bracha didn't he make? He didn't make alamichya. He didn't make alamichya afterwards. He ate, let's say, cookies outside the sukkah, less than a shear, it's all right, and he didn't make a bracha afterwards. What about bar nefashis? You make bar nefashis? So, meaning, do you make bar nefashis when you ate, there's shear, essentially, of bar nefashis? So, Ben Yeshua says, or let me say better, in this case itself, bar nefashis, if you don't make alamichya, bar nefashis could go on any food, really. Shaila, actually, if one makes a burn of fashas, when he's supposed to make an almichya, does he yaitz already, or does he still have to make an almichya? Bash didn't speak out the things he's supposed to speak out, the land and the different functions, but it's not so pashas that once he makes a burn of fashas, he may not be able to make almichya. So the question is, no almichya, but maybe you make a burn of fashas. So Meshur says, le birch alav sounds like no bracha achorina at all. Not even burn of fashas. Taisvis in Brachas Daf Lamates says that since burn of fashas is not a bracha shuva, therefore, it doesn't require a shear. And therefore, one could make a burn of fashas, even without a shear. Rush says it's a similar idea. Rush says that maybe burn of fashas, even though it's a bracha chreina, is treated as Russian brachas, very interesting halacha, a burn of fashas is treated like a bracha rishayna. We know bracha rishayna, bracha before we eat, doesn't make a difference how much we eat. We could be eating less than a shear of achila for whether it's drinking or eating, eat less than a shear. You make a shakal for a drink, and you make a mezainis for a food. I'm just thinking of a cookie. Even if you're not eating a shear, that's halacha. You can't taste anything, even without a bracha, even if you know for sure you need less than a shear, you have to make a bracha. So the Rush suggests that burn of fashas may be similar, that for a nach bracha, for a bracha after you eat, you make a bracha even if you don't have a shear. Lamaisa, we're not knowing that way. Lamaisa, we're knowing they have to have a shear. And if you see, Taka, the people that are makbid, if they drink a coffee, I happen to be a coffee drinker, I'm not familiar, I'm not general like hot drinks, but the people that are makbid, they'll drink a coffee, they'll, you know, sip the first half of the coffee, but then they'll leave a nice chunk of the coffee to get cold or colder, and they'll gulp it down. And the reason why they do that is because they want to get a shear of a shear within the right amount of time to be chayav bracha achorina. If you don't have them within the right, if you sip it over 15 minutes or 20 minutes, and you never get a shear within, call it 9 minutes or 5 minutes, whatever you call the kedeches pras, the chayra, you're not going to be able to be chayav. You're not chayav for sure a bracha achorina. So they'll gulp it down to make sure to get a chayav a bracha achorina. Okay, says more further. Meisvei. Now we have a kasha on this that we just said from Rava that fruits don't need a sukkah. Meisvei. I'm Rabbi Kishin Lem Neteri. It's Rabbi Lazman Shemua. We were learning by Rabbi Lazman Shemua. Hevi lefanav teinim vanavim. So Rabbi says when we learn by Rabbi Shemua, this is Tanoim. So he brought in front of us teinim vanavim vachulun vachias right chutzasuk. We ate the vachias arai chutzasuk. Now notice the lashon. We ate the vachias arai out of the sukkah. Sounds like if we ate a shear, we would have to eat in the sukkah, but we ate a shear, we ate less than a shear, we ate a chil sarai, make a diak, a chil sarai, and a chil kavalai. So you do have to eat in the sukkah, even if it's just fruits, as long as you're eating a proper shear. Ema, some of our answers, answer number one is, achlunum kachil sarai chil sukkah. Answer number one is, we ate them the way one eats a snack of bread outside the sukkah. Meaning, we ate maybe a shear of fruit, we ate, you know, bunches of fruit, but we ate it the same way one could eat bread outside the sukkah. As a snack, as long as it's a chil sarai, we ate
a large amount of fruit which has a status like a rye. That's answer number one. Or Yibay Seima, Achluna Machil's Keva. We talk about Machil's Keva. Achluna Pas Archil's Arabadayu, Chutzasukkah. Or you could say, even more specific, you're saying, as a matter of fact, we ate Keva Paris. And we also ate with it Arai. Together we ate Arai. What did we eat Arai? Bread or mezainis, which normally we need a sukkah, but that part was Arai, and therefore it's out of the sukkah. So very clear, our Gemara is defending that Paris do not need the sukkah, even a shear, Paris do not need the sukkah. The Gemara is defending that side. Now the Gemara brings a raya, lemasele, lefika, chavishta, mina, tagima. It says over there, if a person completes, it's a question actually if the word lefika should be there, or you just start off with imishlim. Imishlim, mina, tagima, if he completed the Shirim with Mina Targima. We don't know what that is right now. But what Shirim? What are we talking about? Let's do this. The halacha is, Rabbi Elazar says in Sukkah, a person is supposed to eat how many meals? One is supposed to have 14 meals in Sukkahs. 7 days, 2 meals a day. Back in the day, that was more norm. But 7 meals, Darshan is going to Pasuk. 7 meals, 7 days, two meals a day. 14 meals. One is supposed to have a total of 14 meals in a Sukkah. So he says, Lefika Chavishna Mina Targima, if he completed the meals by eating Mina Targima, Yatzi Zaitza. Now, the Gemara assumes right now that Mina Targima is. Let's see. If Paris Mamish requires a sukkah, why are you fulfilling your meals? With Targima, the Mar assumes Targima is something different, like meat, fish. Targima is something which is, you know, chashiv, but not bread, not chamesh minas dagim, but it's meat or fish. Why are you saying finish your meals Targima? Listen to Paris. Why don't we say that a person could fill out his meals with Paris? Also, Paris also could fit. Elamai, it's a raya that Paris, Mamish don't need the sukkah, no matter how much you eat, no matter the shear, and that's why Paris can't be used to fill out the 14 meals of sukkahs. Gemara says, no. My mina tagima, what does mina tagima? Paris. Mina tagima means Paris. It means, tagima didn't just mean meat and fish. It means Paris. So, hagofa, so that's what Mishnah means. And you could fill out fruit, we're deflecting the raya. Then maybe you could fill out your meals with fruit, and you could be ate to the 14 meals of sukkahs with fruit. Vibay sema, baso shiki peri, or to base with Paris were uncommon. They only focused on tagima because Paris, interesting place to live, Paris were uncommon. Fruits were uncommon, but as a place where fruits were uncommon, so the Mishnah speaks out, you could fulfill your 14 meals, even if you don't have bread or dagam by each meal, with meat, fish, that could work as well, even though you don't have bread or grains there. But the Mishnah didn't list an option of filling it out with Paris. Paris could also be work, but we didn't list it because it was a place where Paris, as Hachamai Skinan, a place where Paris weren't so common. But again, the Mar is deflecting and saying that maybe Paris would constitute a meal. The Mar is saying we don't necessarily have a riot to Rava that no matter how much Paris you have, it's not considered a meal for Sukkot. Taisus over here discusses, I know we're short on time, we're just going to discuss it briefly and then go to the next Gemara. Taisus discusses that don't bring a riot from here, even on the side that Paris would be a meal to fulfill your 14 meals for Sukkot. Even if Paris is a meal to fulfill the 14 meals for Sukkot, you know what it's not a meal for? You know it's coming. Shalosh Shadis. Paris is not a meal for Shalosh Shadis. Right? Paris, even though people like to, especially, wait, we just you know, change the clock and we're getting close to Pesach. We're summertime, so it's not such a challenge anymore. You know, at 7 o'clock at night, usually people, no matter how much they eat fresh Mekiddush and lunch, they could wash. Not so difficult. But in the wintertime, they can get very challenging. If you don't budget, you don't keep in mind, so wash again. For Shalosh Shadis, it can get very difficult to wash again an hour if you finish your meal. So Taisus clearly brings that Paris, even if it's good enough for the 14 meals of Sukkot, not good enough for Shalosh Shadis. It's a whole discussion. Famously, it's brought, one of those famous places brought, it's coming up, Pesach Summit for us in a couple weeks. Pesach this year does not fall out on a Matzah Shabbos. Pesach falls out on a Monday night, I believe. Falls out Monday night. But when Pesach falls out on a Matzah Shabbos, so there's a big shayla, how do you have Shalosh Shadis? It's B'chal shayla, how do you have Shalosh Shadis? Because forget about being eating. You're supposed to go into the Seder with a appetite, but there's a separate issue. You can't eat matzah, you can't eat bread. You can't eat matzah every Pesach, and you can't eat bread because it's after Zman Achilas Chametz. So how are you going to have, so some say you have 2 meals early in the morning, but you're not going to eat the mile of having a second meal, if the Chatzais. So one of the eights is brought over there by Ramaz, Paris. But it's very clear that Erev Pesach, you could be Eitzah Paris. They borrow that and say, okay, only around also could be Eitzah Paris. Okay, there's different kulas of the Paris, of say Limitera. It's clear the L'chatchila says the idea of Shalosh Shadis to have three meals resembling the man, resembling Lecha Mishnah for Shabbos, and therefore we should have 3 meals of bread, Lechachila. Okay, Viter. Now we have the other opinion. Razud Amar, and we'll spend just another 4 minutes. I know we're over time. 4 minutes, then we'll stop. We'll leave the rest for next time. Razud Amar. The Kasevas Agasa that we're saying is that our mission is talking about is slightly less than a Kabetza. So first my number held slightly bigger, and now we're saying slightly smaller. Titanan. And he brings a proof. Bisham says the Shear of Sa'ar on Pesach is Kazayas, Chametz because Evis. Sa'ar is like a leavening agent. Sa'ar is something which is like, I don't know, it's like sourdough. It's something which creates a yeast. It creates Chametz. It makes Chametz. That's much more powerful Chametz. So Sa'ar, a shear for Sa'ar is Kazayas. Chametz is bigger, that's Kesevis. Favinabo. And we asked the Mishamai, my time Mishamai, what's Pisham Mishamai? So the answer is, Pisham explains, Nichtarachmana Chametz, play by Sar. The Torah could have just said Chametz. And if Chametz is a Shir of Kazayas, so then you don't have to tell me Sar. Sar certainly would have a Shir of Kazayas. Fanamina, Machamashi Chimutzikasha, Aspak Zayas, Mad Chametz, which doesn't have such a stark Chametz itself, class of Chametz, which doesn't, is not so strong, its leavening effect, that it can make others Chametz. Yet it's still us because I is sa'ar, which can make others chametz. Shekemutze kasha, it's used as an agent, as a catalyst, enzyme to go make other things chametz. Like koshkin, certainly the shiur would be kazayas. Yet midufaginu rachman, the Torah separates it. The Torah spells each one on its own, separate iser of chametz and sa'ar. Limdul chater is teaching us shiur shazeh like shiur shazeh. He's teaching us the shiur are not the same, and it's more takes for granted the shiur of chametz is going to be greater than the shiur of sa'ar. So sa'ar is because and chametz must be a bigger shiur. Chametz because sebes. So far, that's all Beishamis is drasha. How does that tell us that what? So again, sa'ar is because and chametz, which means a bigger shiur, is kasevis. How does it tell me that kasevis is smaller than a kibetza? Says the Gemara, Isa can tell the Kesevas Agasa, Shami Seyam Kebetza, because if Kesevas Agasa, if the large Kesevas that we spoke in our Mishnah is greater than the Kebetza, Michti Beshamai Isura Dinafish Bekazayas Kamadri. Beshamai is looking for the next shear after Kazayas. Sar is Kazayas, so Chametz, which can be a different shear, go to the next level. What's the next level? Next level would be, he's looking for the next level. If you say that Kesevas is bigger than a Kebetza, he should have gone to Kebetza. Says the Gemara, listen to Kebetza, I'm going to Kebetza. And even if you're going to say that an egg and a date are the same size, even if an egg and a kasevis, maybe you'll answer me, and a chami. An egg, kibetza, and a kasevis are exactly the same size. One's not bigger than the other, one's not bigger, then still, nisi kibetza. Why don't you pick the standard shear, which is kibetza? Why don't you go to kasevis? Kibetza is more standard. So just pick that shear. Elalav, shma mina, kasevis puchas mekibetza, chor tzaraya, that kasevis is slightly smaller than a kibetza, tzachor yishtarka, yishtarka raya. Tayshonim asked, they'll be left out of shear in between. Kazayas doesn't jump straight to Kibetza / Kasevis. We're debating which is a drop bigger. There's Gregris. Gregris is in between. Dry fig, right, is in between. So he speaks out that was not as common. So it makes sense that we'd go to shear that we use elsewhere. Okay. Says more Mai, Dilma lo ilam, maybe in the matter you don't find the shear of Gregris. Says more Mai, Dilma lo ilam, I'll tell you, Kasevis Agasa, Shami Yisrael, and Kibetza. I'll tell you really the Kasevis Agasa, the large Kasevis that we talk about in our Mishnah, is greater than a Kibetza, like the first man that we had today. Hastam Kibetza. And an ordinary, meaning the large kesevis is greater than the kibetza. Hastam and a stam kesevis is the shiva kibetza. Vinami kiadan dininu, or the tak of the same size. And chadam minay nakat, meaning you assume that kibetza is more common. We should have said it. No, maybe the tak of the same size, or maybe it's even the regular kesevis same size as kibetza, and kesevis agas is larger kibetza. Why did it pick the word kesevis instead of kibetza? It picked one of the two. It could have picked kibetza and beshamis shakvatay. It could pick kesevis. It picked one of the two. Gemara says still. So far, we have no proof that Kesevis is slightly smaller than a Kibetza. Let's just see one more proof. We'll stop. Says Gemara, Elam Halcha, the rice from over here. Ad Kamazamnin, what's the shear that one must eat in order to join a Zeman of three for benching? Ad Kazayas. The shear is a Kazayas. Tivir Ameir. Rabbi Yudaymer, Ad Kibetza. Now, Mike Vifik, what's the Machlekis? Rabbi Meir, Savavachalta, Zuachila. The word Achalta means eating. The Savata. Zushasi is referring to drinking. Savata means be satiated, but it means drinking. Vachilu b'kazayas, and achilu b'kazayas. Therefore, the sheer tea to join the zeman is a kazayas. Maybe the sever, vechalta v'savata means achilu sheish basvia. It means achilu which has in its satiation. Achilu which satisfies. V'ezezeh, what's an achilu satisfies? Kibetza. An achilu satisfies a kibetza. Now, let's not forget, what's the sheer yom kippur for achilu to be also to eat? Not satisfying. Just yeast of daite, just calming down his nerves. That would be somewhere in between kazayas and svia. So it must be kesevis is more than the kibetza. Mara, he's like that kesevis agas shemri yisayim kibetza. If kesevis agas is greater than the kibetza, hash to kibetza svi masva. If kibetza is alone is enough of a shear to satisfy daite lam yasva, is his das not going to be at ease by a kibetza already? If it's satisfied, of course the mind's at ease. Elash ba'mina kesevis agas b'chas kibetza. It must be that the kesevis agas, the large date that we spoke of in our Mishnah, is smaller than an egg. Kibetza masba, and therefore an egg mamish satisfied. Kesevis masba medaita, but kesevis which is a little smaller than that doesn't fully satisfy, but it's enough to take away give yishvedas, and therefore it's chayav for Yom Kippur. Taisa points out very important, even though it's saying a kibetza satisfied. It says when we talk about the din of a chalta of a savat of rachta on a deraisa level, that one has to eat kidei svia to be chayav benching with deraisa, it doesn't mean kibetza.
Kibbeit just means it's enough that we're dabbling in the world that it's possible to be a chiv derais of benching. But to say, and therefore you can join Zeman, but to say that it means once fully, fully satisfied with kibbeit, it's always, even that, not. We'll explore the puzzle over here by Tanya. We'll just leave off with one machshava. This actually, I forget, Noam, if it was yourself or your friend Ezra, who had this taina, but the first you point out, the more we had earlier today, it's Mishabura. He had the taina already weeks ago, when we ran away with the Mishnah. But when we started the parak, the Mishabura discusses that if we go to Sa'd, that the halacha is that the shear of the date. Let's go Rashi. Original shayla was of her papa. Is it the date and the pit, or just the date alone, or the pit alone? Date and the pit, or the shear of the date and the pit alone? So it come out that if you hold this, the shear of the date and the pit, if one would actually go and eat a date, the derech is not to eat the pit. So if one would actually go and eat a date, he wouldn't be chayav Yom Kippur. So ironically, we're giving a shear for Yom Kippur of something that you're not chayav Yom Kippur. We pointed out the shear. We mentioned it from Ezra a couple weeks ago. It's the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah actually asked the shear. He says it's a funny phenomenon that we pick a shear. If you hold the shear as just the date without the pit, so you pick something with yichayev. But the Mishnah says date and it says the word pit. It says it there. So it can mean either or. But the point is, if we come out that the shear is the date without the pit, it's funny that we spoke about a shear in terms of something that yichayev only. Sorry, I said opposite. If you hold the shear as the date with the pit. If the shear is the date with the pit, then one would go and eat a date without the pit, because you don't eat the pit, he would not be chayev. The symbol we're giving for the shear is something that if you go and eat that itself, you're not chayev. That's the irony. Not akasha, it's this aura that we give a shear based on something that you're not chayev. The Rif Taka speaks out, the Enachami, because there are times where the pit of the date is soft. You're not coming to before the Mishra's Kasha, Rif came many years before. But the Rif does speak out, there are times where it's soft, and therefore that's why, maybe he's asking in general, why we picked that as a shear. Maybe that's why we picked that as a shear. For a case where the date and the pit were both edible, that would be the shear. Even though normally we don't eat the pit, but that would be the shear. That would answer that hara. Have a wonderful evening.